Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. Canva Pro is an online graphic design app that makes content creation easy for everyone. And it helps out the show. To start your 30-day free trial, head over to canva.blueboxdigital.com. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Think Outside the Blue Box. I'm Anthony Rivera. I'm the lead videographer and editor here at Blue Box Digital. And welcome to the podcast. This is a podcast about creative journeys, the hustlers, the entrepreneurs, the people who are making their dreams a reality. And today I'm joined by a local artist, a local rapper, local producer in the area, Mr. K-Love.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Shit, just living life, enjoying myself. Yeah,
thank you for joining me, dude. Thank you for coming by. How did you hear about Blue Box?
I first saw you through you did Frankie's interview, Frankie X.
Okay.
We went high school together, so I'm like, I always follow his, his activities and shit. And then I hit you up, but you never hit me back for like a cool ass 2 months. And then I had to get Two Way on the line, and he got this shit set up.
Yeah, Two Way kind of hit me up and said, "Hey, you got to look at this guy."
I was like, "Damn, he really just ignored me."
I really didn't, man. I just get so many, like, whenever I post an episode, I get so many people, "Hey, I want to be on your podcast."
Yeah, because it looks so fire.
Sometimes it just gets lost in the hustle, man. But I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
I'm glad you made it, man.
So did you have a script over here? Because you was like, that was perfect. That was flawless, the intro.
No, I've just said it so many times.
Oh, wow. That's
great.
Yeah, I get
it. Yeah. Yeah, once you do this, what is it? Today's number 27 or 28.
Damn.
Okay. So I've done almost 30
times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say a lot of podcasts don't make it past episode 20. And
really?
We're almost at 30. So,
okay,
I think we're doing something right.
Yeah, you're moving forward.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about you, man. Where are you from originally?
Born and raised in Tampa, Florida. West Tampa, to be what it's called, specific.
Tampa.
I know. what's it called? I went to Jefferson High School. I've been out of Tampa for like the past couple of years. I went to FAMU in 2014, graduated 2020 during the pandemic. Shit was kind of crazy.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw some pictures of your graduation. Congrats.
Yeah. So I just moving back 2020, really getting started up again inside like the whole little artistry scene in Tampa, trying to figure out like, what are all the ins and outs and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. You like Tampa?
I love Tampa.
Yeah.
It's home.
It is. I've been here quite a while, about 15, 16 years.
Jesus. Yeah.
I'm originally from Puerto Rico. Where are you originally from?
Here. Born and raised.
Like your family, your heritage.
Well, as far as
you look Hispanic.
Nah, I'm black.
No.
I always tell people I'm black mixed with black. Everybody always wants to ask like what it is.
Well, what's the mix? Yeah.
Nah, but like my family, as far as on my mom's side, is really like it's like at least four generations born and raised in Tampa. And on my dad's side, he's from Boston. I don't really know too much. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And why Tampa? Why did they choose Tampa?
Do you know? Shit, you tell me. I have no clue.
Yeah. My parents did too.
I love it. It was cheaper here a while ago. Now everybody wants to move to Tampa.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more expensive.
I've said this on the podcast before. We got in when we needed to.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everything was kind of cow fields and.
Yeah, it's growing fast.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. So what made you get started in music, man? What was it about music that kind of drew you in?
It's a couple things, actually. Like, when I really think back, I see, like, a lot of different places in my life where I was drawn towards music. I would say the first was, obviously, my parents, they're playing music around me, like, hip-hop and R&B. My dad would play DMX, and then my mom would play, like, Jodeci or some shit, you know what I mean? Like,
I love DMX.
It's a cool little mixture.
Yeah.
And then, like, later on, I think when I was, like, 4 years old, my mom brought me to my first concert. That was Lil Bow Wow at the time.
Nice.
And I seen this little kid up on stage with braids. I'm just like, I want to be him.
I could do that.
Yeah, exactly. And then like another thing that got me into producing, I remember way back in the day, it was this video. It was this TV show called Class of 3005 or some shit like that.
Okay.
By Andre 3000 on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like this was like, you know how like you have one of them little random ass memory things? It's just like, holy fuck. Like what's it called? I remember they had this little video game on Cartoon Network. Where it was like a producer thing, like you can literally make a beat on the spot, like picking like the little instruments and shit. And I remember I would play that game for hours, and I must have been like 6 years old. But it really just hit me one day. I'm like, damn, I've been producing for years. Like that shit just
since
like,
then.
Yeah, I would say what got me into producing and like artistry for real. Well, first of all, like I always wanted to be like an artist. That's like the main goal, to be like a rapper slash singer, you know. But like I kind of realized like very quickly that like all this shit would be expensive as a bitch. Like studio time and like making beats. Like I try to reach out to somebody when I was 17. I'm like, hey, how much for this beat? $2,000. Okay, well, ooh, I need to figure this shit out for my fucking self. So I really did. Like my homeboy, his name was 3G Guy, rest his soul. He put a FL Studio on my computer when I was like maybe 13 years old.
FL Studio. Holy yeah. crap, man. I used to play around with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like making my own beats and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good application.
Yeah, it's probably like one of the easiest ones for people that they can't really like play like piano or like whatever called instruments and shit.
But either way, what it was called, Fruity Loops. Before it was called FL Studio.
Yeah, I know. FL is way cooler. I feel like Fruity Loops would have got that would have made it so well in certain communities. Like, what the hell is this bullshit? Yeah, but I got into that shit, and like I would say like the first 5 beats I ever made, I sent them to like you know, local superstar Tom G, and like he fucked with all of them. It's like he really like, and he put like I think 2 of them on his mixtape at the time, which was like Live from the Ghetto or some shit that was coming up. That was 2015. So like yeah, that shit just kind of like gave me the courage to like really keep going. I was like, okay, so obviously I got some type of talent here, so I just honed my skills making beats. I realized like then I graduated from high school, went to college, right? So after I, like, you know, really I was trying to, like, learn how to make beats and shit like that, I kind of realized, like, well, how the fuck do I get more artists on my beats? So now I'm just like, okay, well, now I got to learn how to record people. So that way I can, like, meet the artists and blah, blah, blah. So I had my own studio up in Tallahassee, and I met, like, a super-duper networking event. Like, I just met everybody and just got really good at engineering, really good at making beats. And then just, like, you know, now I was just like, okay, now it's time to really start putting myself on these beats and shit like that.
Nice.
So that's Tampa journey. So like Tallahassee was I'm engineering, I'm making beats. In Tampa, I'm just like, yo, I'm making a switch right now. I'm going full fledged artist mode, and everybody in the city gonna know.
Nice. Yeah. Who did you work with first? Who was the first artist that you kind of threw a beat to?
Tom G.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first 5 beats I ever made, he fucked with them. Like, yeah. I don't know why. I personally think they're trash now, but you know,
looking
at the
back,
time, he like, yeah, maybe it was just I'm gonna fuck with this little 17-year-old kid because when he turned blase blase, you know, that's how some people be thinking, like they really be planting seeds like early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Young and Chris-O?
Yeah, that's my dog.
Yeah, yeah. He's like that too, man. He'll fuck with anybody.
Yeah. I was just working with him on Sunday. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all. What were you guys doing?
Me, Maya Ray, and D Slugger. I guess we trying to come up with some shit all together. Yeah, I've been knowing Crystal for at least about a couple of years. Like, I'm not gonna say a couple of years. At least like maybe 2 years since I moved back to Tampa.
Yeah,
cool ass nigga.
Like, yeah. Yeah, he was on the podcast.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, a few episodes ago. Yeah, no, he's a cool dude. He likes working. So
he loves working. Yeah, we was up to like 5 o'clock in the morning. I didn't even go to sleep last night. I literally just came right from fucking helping my grandparents right over here, like, no sleep. I'm about to just fucking tap out.
Nice. I got a few rooms back there.
It's like, shit.
No, that's cool, man. What was your, after that, what was your first, like, big hit?
Define.
What was it?
As far as
beats
wise, as far as, like, archery wise. I'm still waiting to be put on the map. Shit, let's see. You know, it's still coming. I've worked with, like, I was signed to a producer. His name was 30 Rock. You know what I'm saying? We still cool, but it's like, you know, we kind of like part of ways, you know, business things. But like, I've had a couple beats to like a bunch of different artists. Like, I know I sent some like Hitmaker, the producer in LA. I had a beat I sent for Donda. Like, I was making some of the tracks where they like, Kanye would like literally send us like some fucking, he'll send us like loops and then we would send back beats. So he fucked with one of them, but it was COVID at the time and then shit and all this kind of shit got kind of
put. Messed up everything.
So I've sent beats to like a whole bunch of artists and shit like that. Nothing has really like popped off yet, but that just means like, okay, I just got to work harder. Plus I didn't really want to be I didn't really want to be a producer, so I didn't really want to go too hard as that, because I'm just like, if I get known as a producer, that's gonna be hard as fuck to shake off. You've seen the Kanye documentary.
Yeah.
That's gonna be so hard to shake off. I'm I really want to go through that. But like, I would say like, as far as artistry wise, my biggest song right now, it's probably my most known song in Tampa right now is Alcoholic. Literally, people would just be like, oh, that's Mr. Alcoholic. You can't give him no drinks. Type.
Damn. So now you're being known as the Alcoholic.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And then the other one that's like my biggest on like streaming platforms is like Medicine. That's a whole crazy ass story too. Which one you want to hear about first?
Let's do Alcoholic.
Alcoholic. Okay, so that one's kind of deep, I'll be honest with you. So my father passed last September 2021. He died of alcoholism. Like, he was drinking too much and probably some other things, but I don't really know. So, like, long story short, like, you know, apparently I learned at his funeral that, like, you know, his side of the family has, like, a real drinking problem. I really like.
Me you didn't know?
I had no clue. Like, not his side of the family. I don't really know them like yeah, that. Like, yeah. That was literally my first time seeing them since I was a baby.
Oh, wow.
At his funeral. So, it was like, I got to meet everybody all over.
You got to meet him for the first time at the
exactly,
funeral.
Exactly, yeah. Wow. But, like, I kind of learned, like, well, me and my father didn't really have the closest of relationships growing up. Like, you know, he was him. You know, he just is what it is.
Just doing his
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he just is what it is. But, like, the few times I went to go visit him, I was just like, damn, I think this man, I feel like I might be telling too much. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, this man might be, like, a little bit depressed or some shit like that. Because he's, like, kind of, I went over to his house because he stayed right in Tampa. He was like, he had fucking cigarette butts, like, all over the fucking place, like, rings and rings in them. Had liquor and blah, 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 and all this kind of shit. I'm just like, damn, man, I'm like, this shit got changed. But, like, you know how, like, when you got, like, problems with, like, certain family members, like, it's, I can't even get to what I really want to talk about because of all the other shit that we still got, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't really necessarily know how to, like, tell him, like, listen, you got to chill out with this shit. So I just, I don't know, for some, you know, artistry, I just put it in the song. So I really was just like, my daddy was alcoholic, so I'm going to be alcoholic. So it's like, kind of like a way of just saying, like, listen, nigga, like, I'm pointing out to you, this is what I think. So, like, maybe hopefully this will inspire, like, a change for you. I don't know if
like,
it did
this is the example that you're sending for me, kind of.
Yeah, so this is like in July, I dropped the song. And he heard it, he was like, it's a cool ass song, I love it. I'm like, okay, that's
he
not.
He didn't get it.
That's not what I was going for. But yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, a couple months later, he died of alcoholism. So damn. I was like, damn, it's, you know.
You think maybe it was just too late?
I feel like he lived his life the way he wanted to live it. Yeah. And like, he went out the way he wanted to. So
yeah.
He, shit.
You gotta give it to him, yeah.
So that's a little deep story, but I mean, like, hopefully that song, like, nowadays, like, people, anybody's dealing with, like, alcoholism and maybe, like, drug abuse or some shit like that, they hear that shit and maybe get the courage to, like, tell a loved one, like, you know, especially when they hear that kind of story. Like, I always tell people, like, you know, speak to your parents now before they go, because you have no clue when, like, next time you're going to see them is, like, it can be tomorrow, somebody could be here today and gone tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, I always tell people, like, you know, like, really just, like, be careful about the people around you, shit like that. So hopefully that song can inspire somebody, like, you know, step up and tell somebody how they really feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially somebody you love, man. Especially someone that close to you, you know. It's kind of hard to watch them go down that road.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I had sort of a similar issue with my grandfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and later on, like, he kind of quit the alcohol and he got a little bit better, but it was already too late. Like, he had already killed too many brain cells.
I'm not supposed to, I hate to laugh about it, but I understand.
So, yeah, even though he was sober, he was still,
yeah, it's still too late. Yeah,
too late. Yeah,
I get it. It's unfortunate, man, but I mean, shit, that's just life sometimes. Everybody has their own battles and crosses to bear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's how he decided to deal with it.
Shit, if he was happy, shit, then, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, as long as he didn't suffer.
Yeah. Now that video for Alcoholic. Oh, God.
I like that video.
You like the video?
Where'd you guys shoot that? It was
you're like the only
warehouse.
One that likes the video.
Really?
Yeah, everybody else just like fucking they hate that shit.
I mean, I could have done a better job, but you know.
Listen, I spent $5,000 on that video.
Get out of here.
So that was my first ever video. I didn't really know how to do shit. So I was just like, we had just got a lot of money. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I just got a lot of money. I was getting like influenced by like, I had like this Knowledge. I don't know if you ever heard him before. He's like a real cool dude, kind of big dude. Knows a lot about like artistry and shit. He was like a big artist, like up in like Boston and kind of shit. He was like my mentor at the time.
Okay.
I mean, I know I should have trusted my gut at the time, but I was just like, he was like, nah, bro, we got this shit. Like, we need to go all out with this shit. We need to make the fucking best video possible. Now, in hindsight, making the best video possible would have started with the best videographer possible. No offense to, like, you know, the nigga that shot it. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was literally just started. Like, that was, like, his first his first or second video. So, it's like, what it was supposed to be was a zombie thing. So, like, we were supposed to have, like, you know, people in makeup and actors and shit like that.
That's
didn't
what
realize,
it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't realize that shit would cost $5,000 alone for the makeup, X amount for the actors, this amount for that. So, we were just like, okay, well, we can't afford that. But we already booked the venues and shit.
Oh,
and I already spent this amount of money on the feature, even though LA's my cousin, you know, I still had to do. Still got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, so yeah, we just like, we're going to make do with what we got. So we shot it up in Atlanta. It's like the Goat Farm. That's the same place they shot The Walking Dead.
Nice. I knew it looked familiar.
Yeah, it was literally supposed to be the same shit, like a zombie theme, but just, you know, we had to do what we had to do. I had a lot of fun on the video shoot, but like,
it
know,
looked fun.
Yeah, it's hella fun.
Was that your first music video?
Yeah, that was my first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I would say first real one, because all the ones were just like,
just to put something out there. Yeah,
and that's why I'm researching videos right now, because I'm just like, okay, well, I'm never spending $5,000 on a video again. I'd rather just spend $5,000 or like $2,000 for like the Black Magic over there or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get that shit. I'm gonna figure out how to work this shit.
Figure it out. Exactly. Yeah, it's cheaper, man.
What was the other song? You want to do Medicine Now?
Yeah, let's do that.
So that was a crazy story, too. So that one, for whatever reason, just seems to be getting the most streams on my platform. It's been that way for the longest time, and I just can't stop it. I really wish it would switch over to something else, but it just is what it is. So the story behind that song was, so you know, like, when that song first came out, that was probably, like, maybe a couple years ago, like 4 years ago, some shit like that. So at the time, and I hate to say this about myself, but I wasn't really, like, the best, I had a girlfriend at the time. I wasn't really the best boyfriend at the time. So okay. she was really like trying to like tell me about myself. So like she lied to me. She said that she wrote that song. She said that like I wrote this song about you and I sent it to her. She sang it for me. So I listened to the lyrics. I'm gonna call up Ryan. I'm gonna call up Ryan. I'm gonna hit Lorenzo. I'm like, bitch, you got me fucked up.
You wrote this?
You got me fucked. And the crazy thing about it is I was just so toxic. It was such a toxic relationship. I was just leaving like a girl's house. And like, it hit me hard because I'm just like, oh, you got me fucked up. And I'm talking about the exact same night because, like, you know, I record myself. I literally just went to my room and recorded that shit. And that shit just took off because I guess people really felt that. It was like the male version of the song.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say it's like a huge, huge hit, but like it's one of my biggest ones. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So, yeah.
Hey, still pulling numbers.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good story. I like that.
It's true. Like, it's a real shit, man. Wow.
You can't write this shit.
You can't.
Oh, man. So, who do you produce everything yourself, 100%? Beginning to end, or do you work with somebody?
So, I like working with other producers because I realized that, this is me personally. Well, first of all, like, you know, getting other minds is always better than one because, you know, you come up with better ideas. And I realized, like, sometimes I spend so much time on a beat that I can't write to it. I don't know why, but like I get so into the beat that I can't hear words come out of it. So, but it's like when it's somebody else's beat, then yeah, fuck it, that shit comes easy. Usually, what I do, oh look at Pusha Pre.
Yeah, he brought me that.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Yeah,
I made the shit with him and Tonji, the beat that they did together.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
nice.
Where was I going with the story? I forgot already. Oh yeah, usually I just go to YouTube, I find a beat, and I do have producer friends too. They'll send me some shit every once in a while, like Minar, that's my dog. That's, you know, my dog for life type shit. But usually I just go to YouTube, I find a beat that I like, I write to it, and then I delete the beat like immediately after I record. Because I don't want to get like, it's called like a one-itis. Like you hear that shit and you're just like, you love it. Like this is it. No, I delete that shit immediately. And then I'll remake my own beat to the words that I already have. You know what I'm saying? That way I don't have to, you know what I'm saying? It just work out better in the long run.
Yeah. That's a good process. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man. Have you recorded anything in one of the big studios here, like Grand Bay?
Yeah, I used to work there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was one of their main producers there. Now, business and things kind of, you know, got a little bit tied up.
Yeah.
But, like, it kind of made more sense for me to be like, remember I said, like, I pull up to people's cribs now?
Yeah.
I literally pull up to a person's crib, I make the beat on the spot, and then I record them on the spot.
Nice.
So, I was like, I have a lot more freedom. Now, I love Grand Bay, though. Like, that's literally, like, top-tier studio in, like, the whole entire, like, city right now.
For
like,
sure,
I really can't think of anybody that's like that's beating the Grand Bay right now. Maybe Clear Track, but that's St. Pete, so I don't really count them.
Yeah, some of my guests here say is the best in Florida or even the Southeast.
The Southeast? I don't
I'm sure there's better ones than Atlanta.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, there's so many fucking studios in Atlanta. There's like a billion too. Like, I can't compare Atlanta studios to Tampa studios.
Yeah.
I would say Grand Bay is the closest we got to Atlanta.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Just slap Will Smith and Chris. No, I'm playing. I'm trying to start your brain up. Shit. Say, who have I worked with?
Yeah.
As far as like.
Like features or.
Features? I shouldn't even be telling you this, but fuck it. So I really had.
It's coming up?
I mean, no. I have this little plan. Like, this is like my little strategy.
Okay.
Actually, Knowledge came up with it. I'm going to give credit where it's due.
Okay.
So, like, basically, like, I'm doing like 100 features per city. So, like, I'm really just like. Remember I said like I have like a little script?
Mm-hmm.
I look like hit a nigga up, boom, boom, boom. Yo, I love your shit. You know, I really want to work with you, et cetera, et cetera. And then, but it'd be genuine though. Like, I'm not just fucking bullshitting. I really hit up niggas. I'd be like, I listen to this shit. And I'd be like, this shit is actually hard.
You know,
what I'm saying? Like, I won't just hit up like anybody. I literally hit up. But like, I'm trying to get like 100 features per city. Right now, I'm at like 60 in Tampa right now. And that shit, that's the reason why shit started, like, really turning for me. I'm not going to say, like, I'm something, you know, whatever. But I can see the wheels moving in, like, a good direction. All it's going to take is, like, a little bit of extra push and, like, a little bit of extra money. And this could really, you know, it could spiral into, like, a whole ass, like, what is it called? An avalanche or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see how this works. So I'm doing just, I'm reaching out to producers, artists, engineers, everything. I'm working with everybody I can think of. I'm not too good to work with anybody. So, yeah, I've worked with fucking Chris O, LA, obviously, that's my cousin. I met probably every big star in Tampa, and I recorded them. I don't have, like, a lot of features with them yet because a lot of them charge money, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Tom G, I recorded his studio now, like, the compound. That's the main one I work at now whenever I'm not doing, like, freelance shit. LA, I just pull up to his crib. Tay Bay, I recorded him before. Priceless Scott, Buck Sosa, cool ass. All these people are cool as fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, so I really like, this is what I do, bro. Like, yeah. I just reach out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not, it's not even hard to do, bro. All these people are like an arm's reach away. All you got to do is just like,
yeah,
come at them the right way and, like, you know, really offer value. That's the main thing. People come at people like, yo, let me get me. Nah, offer something to them. Offer as much value as you can. And then you just never know what comes back to you. I always say, like, I love helping people, which is really genuine. Like, I really love helping people because, like, you never know who's going to help you in the future. And I really feel like me helping somebody else is probably going to help me achieve my dreams in the long run.
Yeah, whatever you do, it comes back.
Yeah,
exactly. It always comes back. Yeah.
But then, like, other than them, it's probably any artist you could think of. I wouldn't say, like, everybody, but, like, a lot of the artists in Tampa, like, I've at least reached out to, I work with, I have a song with, et cetera, et cetera.
Have you worked with Two-Way?
Two-Way? Yeah, that's my dog. Yeah, we better come out with a tape.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Sure. So, I don't know why I decided to do this shit, but, like, I just, like, okay, so it started, like, the other day. Like, I just made a remix. Like, I was just on, I need to figure out a way to post more shit on my IG story, right? So I did a remix to K-Flop, Being Honest. Oh, what was it called? No, I did, like, a couple different remixes. And then, like, my dog, D-Slugger, he hit me up. And he was just like, yo, bro, fuck it. Like, let's do it together. And then he was like, let's do another one. Let's do another tape. And then we just dropped that shit literally today or yesterday.
Nice.
So we did a whole tape in, like, 3 days. And I'm just like, you know what? Nobody else in Tampa can do this shit. Fuck it, I'm gonna do this shit. So next person, I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna go to Two-Way next. Cause Two-Way was just like, dog, like, you ain't even hit me back. Let's do a whole fucking tape together.
Damn.
Type shit. So I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. So that's what, you know, we literally just find a YouTube beats, a couple of my beats. I might have to remake them later on so we don't get, like, run into no problems like that. But yeah, it's literally like nobody else can. What other engineer, you know, can, like, literally, whatever artist, you know, can, like, pull up to your house, get the beat ready for you, record you on the spot, and mix the shit on the spot, and then the shit be ready to go.
Yeah,
I guess it's a whole one man machine. Like,
yeah,
so it's like I'm like I
one
can
stop
really,
shop.
I can really do this. I just hit up fucking cool Nate. I'm about to do like a whole. Well, if he agrees to, I don't know. We'll see. But like, hopefully, I can do like a whole tape with him, and then I can have like maybe one dropping every month.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just work, bro. Like, people that know me, I don't ever stop.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's why I said the hustlers.
Yeah, freaking hustler, tight man. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool, man. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Highly successful and efficient people all have one thing in common. They all read, or at least listen. Now listeners of the show can get a free audiobook when you sign up for a free 30-day trial of Audible. You can keep the book even if you decide to cancel. Go to audible.blueboxdigital.com to sign up today. And now, on with the show.
I just get really, like, excited, passionate about this shit. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want to do my whole entire life.
I can tell, man. Yeah. I can tell. I was telling, I think it was Two-Way. I was telling him that I'm getting a little bit more picky about the people that I bring on the podcast because I need to see your passion. I need to see that you're serious about this. You know,
exactly,
like, don't come here talking about drama and shit. You know, like I want you to empower the viewers and the listeners to do what you do, man. To do what we do. You know, just do what you love.
They was always saying, like, I'm going to let you get that.
No.
They were always saying, like, Tampa really needs stuff like this to, like, elevate the city, and then artists need to support that shit. Like, we really wouldn't be, like, first, like, the only way that, like, Tampa could really succeed is if you guys succeed, the platforms. Because that's the main thing we're missing. We got the talent. We got the artists.
Agreed.
We got the videographers. We got the engineers. We got everything. What we don't have is the platform yet, and that's you guys. So we got to help you guys succeed and get bigger so that we can all get bigger. That way, like, when the Blue Box blows up, K-Love was, like, number 26 or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's, like, that way, it's, like, it's really going to elevate us in the long run. Like, QC Media, they're fucking blessing. J-Rod, Big Chris, like, they are already fucking blessing to, like, the fucking city. Because I wouldn't know about any of the shit going on in Tampa without them. without you right now, people will probably never even see my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like, if this shit really blows up and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're a part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And likewise, like, if one of you guys blows up, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, this guy
was the first
Blue
one
Box.
To do it. Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, they can go back and see, oh, yeah, he was on Blue Box like a year ago or 2 years ago or whatever. And
exactly.
This is what he said, you know. I can't wait till they, like, pull clips from my podcast and on the news
or
something.
Some memes and yeah. That's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, that's cool. I've always said that the rising tide rises all boats. So okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, once, that's why I built this platform, is so we can all rise together. Mm. You know, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the whole city, man. I want to meet. I want to work. I want to, you know, collaborate. Mm. You know, I want to make stuff happen.
Yeah, it's great. Tampa's really going to be like a little mini Atlanta in like a little bit. I promise you.
I feel it.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I feel it. And hopefully this podcast will play a little bit, at least a little part of
it. Listen, this is what you're doing right here. Like, this is, nobody else in the city is doing this shit. Like, nobody else in the city is doing it like you're doing it. Like, everybody else got, people got podcasts, but not like this.
Not like a podcast.
Yeah, this is like a fucking, this is a production.
Yeah, one day we'll be in our own studio, man. We'll be in the big Blue Box building downtown or something.
Yeah, speak into existence, man.
Yeah. No, I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that you got to speak into existence anything that you want. And then, because it kind of makes you accountable, too, because now that it's out in public,
yeah,
it's kind of like people are going to hold you accountable. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I said that. Now people are going to hold it over my head.
Yeah, we'll see if this man actually did the Blue Box downtown like he said he would. If he got a fucking skyscraper like a little.
Yeah. We'll get there. Mm. We'll get there, man. Who would you like to work with? Who's an artist that you've been trying to reach out to that hasn't responded yet?
I mean, everybody's really responded, per se. But, like, have we actually got around to working with them? I don't know. I'm still trying to get a tape with, like I said, I'm trying to get one with Cool Nate. Hopefully he says, hopefully he's cool, whatever. Still trying to get one with KB. That's my dog. I know both of these niggas. Like, I recorded, like, a lot of their songs. But, like, you know, this time.
It just hasn't happened.
It's just shit. Like, I've always liked Tay Bay and Buck Sosa. Like, them just, like, you know, Tay Bay was, like, you know, I grew up with him. Like, you know, him and Tom G, they was, like, fucking, they was goats back in the day. So, I always want to get a fucking song with Tay Bay. When I met him for the first time, I was, like, I'm so glad you're, like, a genuine, like happy and like, you know, like a good person, you know what I mean? Like, he was just so cool as fuck. I was like, okay, I really gotta work with this dude. I know he gonna charge, but it's like, you know, it is what it is. You gotta pay to play the game sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's it for like maybe Tampa and Price Scott too. I gotta get one with her too. So that's it for like maybe Tampa and Tom's yesterday. I don't have a song with Tom yet. Yeah, I work with Tom. Like, we just did a whole tape together. Like, he just did some shit for Ferrari Simmons, like up in Atlanta.
Nice.
So, like, I just like helped him like mix and like record the entire tape he just did. But, like, I personally don't have a song with him. So, like, you know, hopefully. It's just, like, timing. Really, all this shit is, like, it's just timing. It's, like, I don't want to push it. I don't want to be, like, yeah, dog, let's, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, like, let it just happen naturally.
Gotcha.
But that's far as Tampa. I still want to work with Iceberg down in Miami. Still want to work with Bushy B. Them niggas hard. I've never reached out to them before. Well, I met Iceberg before a long time ago. But, like, you know, he don't really know who I am.
Yeah, not yet.
And obviously, like, regular, like, industry niggas, like, you know. Drake is obviously the top of the top goal, but you know that nigga, I work with him when he wants to work with me.
Yeah. Maybe he's watching Blue Box.
Drake, Tiller, Tory Lanez. I sent beats to Tory Lanez like when I was fucking 17, and like I got scammed, I'm not even gonna lie.
Damn.
Like, whatever his main producer has at the time, it might not even been him, to be honest with you. I have no clue. But like, I thought it was Play Picasso. So like, I'm pretty sure it was, because they was both following each other. But like, I sent him and he was like, yeah, bro, if you want to collab on a beat, that'd be $600. That was all I had at 17 years old.
Oh, damn.
So I was like, you know, I sent that shit to him, and then obviously the beat. He was like, yeah, man, Tory Lanez singing all over the shit. But yeah, I love Tory, Drake, Cole. Who else? I mean, I can go back in time. Like, Andre is literally one of my favorite rappers. Like, he's... I would put Andre like the GOAT rapper of all time, and you can fight me if you want to.
Nice.
I would put like Andre.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah, Biggie. Drake, Tory Lanez. I know I'm going like all over the place, but Wayne was a big influence for me. Like, I would love to like work with, obviously not Biggie, but you know.
But oh, Wayne's huge, man.
Yeah, I would love to work with like all of them eventually one day. Yeah, I hope that shit happens. Chris Brown, old crazy ass. Yeah. I love to work with him.
He's still talented, man. Yeah. Crazy ass motherfucker.
Any man that be doing a backflip, I would not fuck with him. Like, bro, I just.
Oh, man. Now, between producing and like singing and being the artist, being the feature, which do you prefer?
I can tell you what I don't prefer.
Yeah.
I don't like engineering, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I don't like engineering without a purpose. So, like, if it's some nigga that just come into the studio and this is his first time ever recording and he don't really know what he's doing, et cetera, it's like working at McDonald's at that point. It's like, yeah. All right, well, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hate that shit. When I'm working with people that I actually believe in, like when I first met Cool Nate and I was recording him, I was like, yo, this nigga can blow. I'm like, yo, this dude is talented. Like, I was genuinely happy to work with him. You know what I'm saying? So like when I'm working on Tom G's tape, even though I'm like, we was doing like 12 hours a day for like a whole last 2 weeks or some shit like that. And like, you know, every fucking boom, boom, he'll go to get his kids and he'll come right to the studio, et cetera. So that shit wasn't work to me. That shit was like fun. When I'm pulling up on people, that's not work to me. So I love that part. As far as like singing or producing, I can't really say. I just feel like it's easier for me to sing now than produce because I have less time consuming.
Yeah.
But I like the process. Like I like, cause it's all one thing to me. Like I liked the start to finish. Like, okay, I just made this beat. Like Alcoholic, like that shit was like a same day kind of thing. Like I just found like a little guitar loop and I'm just like, this is it. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, okay, then I just went home with just boom, boom, boom and recorded the same day.
It hits,
like,
man.
So I love like the process of it. Yeah.
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 I like the process too, man, of filmmaking. It's fun to me. It's not like what we're doing today is not a job.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's not a job, like what's it called? When you do the thing you love, it's not even a job.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully you still get paid for it, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually I'm going to monetize the podcast, but.
Oh, yeah. This shit's going to fucking blow. Do you run ads on your own YouTube?
I got my own ads that I run, but YouTube doesn't let me monetize until I have like 10,000 followers or something like that. Yeah, so I'm not there yet, but I do put in my own like Audible, and speaking of which, we're sponsored by Audible and Canva today.
Got to throw that out there.
Yeah, put some sponsored ads on there, but
check out Touch Vodka.
Touch Vodka.
Yeah, Tampa's official vodka brand, Touch Vodka. Nice.
Yeah, I'll reach out to them. Yeah. See if they want to sponsor. Touch Vodka, reach out. We got sponsor spots. But yeah, man, I want to build this into a platform big enough that I can do this as a full-time thing, you know, like, because I love doing this. I love having conversations with cool people, like just bringing people in, just hearing their stories. Like I would do this shit all day.
As far as the YouTube thing, I think it's just all consistency. Like I have a producing page that's just like, got like 1,300 followers on there, so I got monetized like a couple months ago.
Okay.
That.
So what is it? 1,000? That's the limit.
Yeah, you like 1,000 followers and then 10,000 watch hours, some shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's when you can start monetizing. Yeah. So that just like, I didn't know what I was doing. I'm just like, okay, fuck it. I'm just gonna post a beat every single day and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And you know, the shit happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's really what happened.
You didn't promote it. You didn't like pay to run ads or anything.
Well, the thing about YouTube and producers, they don't like them. So like So like when an artist drops a song and he didn't buy the beat and he didn't lease it, and then another artist drops the song and he didn't buy it and then lease it, and then you got all these companies fighting with each other to advertise that beat, YouTube was just like, you're part of the problem. We're not going to help you out.
Or you can't monetize that.
Yeah, so I'm actually running into a problem right now because like, you know, at the time I figured like I'm going to just combine both pages together. That way I'm going to start dropping songs. Shit makes more sense. You know what I'm saying? I already got the following on the beat page. I could just bring people over there. Then I realized I couldn't run ads. Because it's a producing page. And I'm just like, fuck. And then it's too late. I already made it my official artist page. Now I'm fighting with Google and TuneCore and all these people. And I'm just like, listen, just separate it again. Like,
yeah.
I get through it.
It's a mess. Yeah. That whole copyright system is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially on YouTube. Oh, yeah. They're a little way too strict about that. I know some of the live streams that I've done have gotten just completely canceled in the middle of the stream because there's like a little tiny like music playing in the background or something and it's seriously? Copyrighted. Yeah.
Wow.
They'll take my whole stream down.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's wild.
That's horrible actually.
Yeah.
I wish they had like, I feel like NFTs is going to like fix like a lot of that shit. Like, I know like somebody said like the future of music is like NFTs cause it's like, you can really pay to own that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like if they had like a blanket, like NFT, some shit. Actually, they really do. Like, restaurants and shit have that kind of thing already, right?
Yeah.
Like, they pay, like, a little blanket price, and they're able to use, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that works for, like, in a digital world. I guess they would have to make, like, an NFT version of that to do it.
Because I think the way that NFTs work is you actually own that specific NFT. Like, if you release, let's say for you, for example, if you release your song as an NFT, you would have to release as many as you want to sell. So you would have to put, like, 2 million. So once those 2 million sell, each person owns that one song of the 2 million. So it's like they can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it doesn't go by any copyright laws or anything like that. Because once they turn around and decide to sell that to somebody else, they make money and so do you. Like, it always comes back to the artist. So,
you know what would be a great idea in this shit? If somebody takes this shit, I had it first, so I want my own royalties. Like, imagine, like a company, like, you just sold, like, a portion of your song to them, and then they, like, make it into, like, one large-ass NFT file, and then people just pay every... Either they do one, like, every year, or they just, like, pay, like, a subscription to the NFT. So, like, just imagine, like, okay, this one is for the year 2022, and there's all these songs, that, like, everything that came out right now, if you want to use any one of these songs, you pay this fee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit would be pretty fire,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it all goes back to the artist.
Exactly. Yeah, that shit would be pretty fire.
Yeah. And just take away that middleman, like Spotify and all them. They don't keep any of that.
I mean, it's going to be regulated. Like, it's not going to be the wild, wild west forever. Yeah. They're going to find a way. Like, it's already coming. Even the fucking, I'm really into, like, what's it called? Bitcoin and, like, altcoins and shit like that. Mm-hmm. All that shit's going to be regulated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's coming. It's just.
Yeah, it's already.
Get in while you're here right now.
Yep.
I say my next big purchase, I really want to get a Bitcoin machine.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to, like, build, like, fucking, I'm trying to figure out a way to work less and make way more. So that's, if you know me, that's what I'm always on. I'm just like, okay, well, how the fuck can I be even lazier?
Figure it out, yeah. That's a good motivation, man.
Exactly. I'm just like, damn, I just spent 12 hours in the fucking studio.
Like, how could I do less of that?
For real. Like, I realized, like, fucking, I was doing research, like, the Gold Shell Antminer. They mine some little coin called ketamine, some shit like that. That shit makes $150 a day.
Jesus.
I'm like, yo. I mean, obviously it costs $38,000, so that's a lot. But, like, you know, you
pay. It'll eventually pay itself.
Fucking $150 a day, that shit will pay itself off within, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's an amazing investment. Then you got $100 almost, like, effortlessly.
Perpetually,
like,
no, yeah.
Like, really effortlessly.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of shit I'm trying to be on. Like, even the YouTube shit, like, fucking my I still get paid off of the fucking the streams for that shit, because it doesn't, like, fucking go away just because, like, you just, you know, it's been 2 years, this shit just keeps going and going.
It's
and
like
going.
A permanent on-demand library, pretty
exactly.
much.
Yeah, yeah, I still get, like, I get, like, maybe $25 a month off that shit. Nice. Obviously I'm not, like, big as fuck, but you know what I'm saying? That's, yeah, like, yeah, that's $25 I don't have to work for.
Yeah, that's, yeah, multiple streams of income too,
and then I'm buying the beats too, so it's like, it's,
yeah.
I at least get, like, maybe off the one beat. That's like, if you type in Jeremiah type beat on YouTube right now, or like Ty Dolla $ign type beat, I'm probably like the top five off that shit. And I get sales every fucking month consistently off that shit.
Wow.
Like, that's the type of shit I'm on. Like, shit, I don't have to work for it. I just get money for it. I just wake up, oh, two people bought this beat. All right, that, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's good about the music, man, is that you create it once and then it just kind of
it just goes
out,
yeah,
and
yeah,
works,
yeah,
for you. Yeah.
It'd be fucked up when you think, like, this is the one, and then it don't be the one.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about medicine. I'm just like, I was not fucking with this song.
That's the one that hit the most.
Like, damn, fuck y'all. Y'all ain't paying attention to this shit. I think one of the biggest things as an artist, like, well, at least for me, is, like, I love the song. I'm talking about, I love the song. It's the best song in the world. All the way up until I put it out.
Yeah, that's the worst shit you ever made.
Yeah, I'm just like, yo, this shit trash. Like, yeah, this shit whack as fuck. I always tell, I forgot who was having this conversation with, the biggest struggle for, like, artists is, like, you got to find a balance between being too arrogant and being too humble. You know what I'm saying? Like, the person that can find that balance is going to be, like, the perfect artist. Because, like, you can't be too humble, because if you don't fuck with your own shit, who else is going to fuck with your
shit?
Yeah. You got to, like, you can't
be. You got to have that confidence.
You can't be a rapper or a singer and not believe that you're the best at what you do. You know what I'm saying? At least, like, in your heart, you'd be like, you know what? The only person I'm competing with is myself. At the same time, you can't be too fucking arrogant, because then niggas gonna try your shit. Niggas gonna think about you a certain different way. You know, yeah, what I'm saying? That's where, like, Tori
and then,
like,
people gonna pray for your downfall.
Exactly. That's where, like, Tori and DaBaby and, like, niggas like them, that's, they're, like, a little bit too much on the arrogant side. Not, yeah, saying they bad artists, but just, like, you know, they so far on this side, it's like niggas, yeah, love to hate them.
Yeah.
Like, versus, like, a nigga like J. Cole, which is like, I wish you would do more. Like, my nigga, like, we really fuck with you. Like, Andre 3000, that's, like, the most, he's way so humble. He's just like, I don't even think if I put out an album nowhere, we even fuck with it. Nigga, like,
just put it out. Freaking Andre 3000,
shit,
man.
Just put it, Jesus, out, man. Wow. I hate when artists be like, I'm just trying to make it perfect. Well, it just, there's no such thing,
there's,
as perfect,
no,
bro.
Yeah.
Just, bro, like, you had no clue where you were going to put that fucking, that backdrop right there. You had no clue that this, that blue shit was going to go. No, you just started and that shit was, now it's,
yeah,
done.
Yeah, it just came together.
You just got to fucking start sometimes. Like, that's, I don't know. I can't understand people like that, but it's just. Yeah, I still work with them. It's like, bro, I was chasing perfection shit. It's like, it's pointless, because people love to see the journey, number one, and then just like by the time you actually chase perfection, Drake made 40 different songs.
Yeah.
Like if you that's your competition, my nigga, you're never gonna make it.
Yeah. You haven't even come out with one yet.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, you are your worst critic. You really are. And if you're looking for perfection, you're never going to release anything because it doesn't exist.
Now, obviously, do your best. Like, don't just put out some bullshit.
Don't put out garbage, but yeah. Yeah, just, I know I've had to come to terms with that, too, with my music videos, man, because I'm always like, going back. Yeah. And then I'll notice something, and I'm like, oh, no, I got to go back and do that. Mm. And it's like, would somebody even notice that at the end of the day?
Hell no. Hell no. You have a videographer eye, and like most artists are just like, yeah, it should look fire.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I'll even just leave it in and don't even say anything to see if they notice. Nobody notices. So it's like,
yeah,
you can't.
Like a wrong clip edit or something like that. Like
Or like I leave like a something in the background that's not supposed to be there, like an emergency sign or something, and nobody notices.
Yeah. Remember I said I was doing like little remakes on like my Instagram, like TikToks and shit?
Yeah.
The one I tried the hardest on, I'm talking about, I bought a tripod. I bought like a fucking all these little equipment and shit like that. Set my phone because I didn't have a camera. Well, I still have my camera. I didn't have the right lens and shit.
Yeah.
I went out to like the fucking Curtis Sixon Park and shit like that.
Nice.
Nobody really gives a fuck.
No.
Nobody gives a fuck. It was just like whatever. The shit I did 2 minutes on my friend. He was like, you know, you can just do all the shit on Triller without doing all the extra shit. I'm like, all right, bet. That shit blew the fuck
up. You shot it right on Triller.
I'm talking like this shit was like I didn't do any effort with this shit. I just set it up. I'm just like yo, all that type of shit. That's the one that just fucking got some traction. I'm like y'all niggas like it's some bullshit.
Sometimes it's the one that you spend the least amount of time on that blows up.
Yeah. Unfortunate. It's very unfortunate.
You use Triller?
I would say like maybe last week or 2 weeks ago was my first time.
Yeah.
I never even like.
They invited me. I actually created an account, but I haven't posted anything yet.
They invited you to Triller?
Yeah.
Damn. So you special.
Because they wanted me to put the podcast on there, like clips of the podcast and stuff. So I was like, I'll just create an account, see what happens.
So is your shit like on Spotify or like Apple Music and shit?
Yep. Yeah.
Damn, for real.
It's on all the podcasting channels, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, like all of them.
The hell is Stitcher?
Stitcher. Is another podcast app.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's on all of them. Plus, I put the video on YouTube. Plus, I do the Instagram clips, and yeah, it's everywhere, man.
Yeah.
You can't get away from my blue box.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what you got to do, man.
Yeah, that's why I heard about you, because you're consistent. You just kept the shit going.
That's what I've heard from a lot of people. It's like I'm really consistent. Like every day I release a clip. You know, and then every week I release an episode, so it's like,
yeah, I'm trying to be like you. I'm actually slacking this week. I'm supposed to do a fucking a remake, like I don't even know what's the right name. Let's just say TikTok. I'm supposed to do like a TikTok at least twice a week, you know what I'm saying, like a new song. But I'm slacking. I only did one this week.
You slacking, bro.
I know, right?
You can't.
I know, but I mean shit, I did just drop a whole tape this week, so fuck it. You know, maybe. Speaking of which, check that shit out. Me and D Slugger, we just dropped the hardest fucking tape ever. It's like we based it off like Lil Wayne old Dedication type shit, so we really just like remixed a whole bunch of like the newest songs. We even threw like one old one, like we did DJ Once You Play This Girl Love song. Why I don't know, but fuck it, y'all like it, so
I was gonna ask you, we were talking earlier before the podcast about one of your remixes, and you said there's a story behind it.
The medicine.
So that's the remix of the original.
Yeah, you know, the original is like the Queen Naji one. She's like, I'm going to call up Ryan. I'm going to call up Ryan. I'm going to hit Lorenzo. And my version was just like I didn't, I thought something I said shit like, you got to get that poison out your heart. You need some medicine. And it's like, I just switched it. I just did the nigga version of the shit. So it was like, you know, shit just kind of hit. It's like, I see it in everybody's playlist. Like, that shit, it just continues to blow up. Hopefully, I make one better than that eventually. But
yeah, like a part three.
Yeah,
or version three.
I'm like, I was not trying to have that shit blow up. That was just me just. I don't even like it, because it's like, it's one part of the song, like, I hit, like, this high note, and, like, I couldn't really hit it back then, so it's like, it's auto-tuned out, and it's, like, fucked up. I'm like, y'all really fuck with this song. Like,
Nobody noticed, man. Yeah. Only you notice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unfortunate.
This guy's gonna put it out, man. So what's next for you, man? I know you said you released some stuff today, but what's coming up? What's in the bank?
Obviously, that two-way album we're coming out with.
We got to keep an eye out.
Really trying to do at least maybe, like I said, like a project a month with like a different artist. Like, hopefully, I don't know how I'm going to do this shit. Like I said, I don't know where this shit's going to go, but I'm going to make this shit happen. Like, me and D-Slugger really knocked out a whole tape in 3 days. I'm like, nigga, if I can do this shit, nobody else can. I'm going to outwork everybody in fucking Tampa. I don't give a fuck how good you are. I'm going to outwork you. Like,
hell
so that's my main thing. And then maybe at the end of the year, I'll drop my own tape. was thinking about calling it The Love Below for right now, you know. Nice. Obviously like Andre 3000, but like, you know, I'm gonna call it like Duh, and then like LUV. Nice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
hell yeah, man.
It's gonna be like a rap slash R&B album type, you know what I mean?
Is that the genre that you kind of stick with, is R&B?
Nah, I mean, I'll put it like this. Everybody says that my singing is way more believable. So, like, that's just, like, what always hits better. But in reality, I've considered myself more of a rapper because I got bars. Like,
hell yeah.
Like, I got bars. Like, if you check out my first tape, like, it's called For My Tuition. Like, I literally made it when I graduated from, like, college because it was, like, you know, help me pay the shit back.
Yeah.
That was the idea behind it. Obviously, it didn't pay back shit. But, but like, it's mainly, like, a rap album. Like, it's straight. Like, you know, the first one, bars. I sampled Kanye West, All Falls Down. The end, I did Closer to My Dreams, but like reversed and shit like that. Like, it's straight rap. I just got like little sprinkles like R&B. I'm just trying to like, just Tory Lanez Drake it. You know what I'm saying? That's like that kind of vibe-ish area. I got to find my own little lane. I'm like, I feel like I'm a little bit more on like the ratchet side. Somebody the other day called me like, you're like Pooh Shiesty and Bryson Tiller mixed together. You're like.
That's a good mix.
You're like Shison. That's what the nigga called me. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Like, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find my voice.
Still trying to find your sound.
Yeah, it's like an artist. Singing wise, everybody said, no, you got that down. Like, singing, like, that's you. Rapping wise, that's the one I'm just like, I'd be.
That's what set out for me, man, is your singing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I take the compliment, but sometimes it may be like, you know, so y'all just really don't fuck with my rap. Y'all just really don't fuck with my rap, huh? But that's that also lights a fire in me. Like, that shit is like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to make y'all fuck with this shit. I'm going to make some shit. I feel like Tory Lanez is the same way. Because, like, that nigga, he did the Six Tape shits, like, the early two. Like, you know, Six Tape 1, Six Tape 2. And, like, them shits were fire. But then his first album, and if he ever hears this shit, like, I'm not going to lie, that shit was trash. Like, that shit was just straight up whack. And then it was like he's low-key finding himself. Because, like, when I did interviews, like, when I watched his interview, he had stopped writing. He started, like, you know, transitioning to, like, just off the dome type shit, which is, that's how I write now, too. I never write shit down. But also, I record myself, so I don't have to
just
come.
What comes to mind.
Yeah, I don't have to come prepared to a studio like most artists, because I can just literally just, anytime I get an idea, I just off the dome, you know what I mean?
Nice.
But, like, that nigga, he really struggled with his music. Like, the shit was, like, it was whack, 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 whack. And then by the time he got around to, like, Ferris Wheel, it's like the shit came together. And then when the shit with Mega happened, and I hope it's not true, like, you know, I'm not on anybody's side, but, you know, just... If he did that shit, then my nigga, like, come
damn.
On. But you know what I'm saying? But like, besides that, as far as music goes, like, when he got around to that whole Mega shit, that's when I really felt like he hit that 10,000 hour mark. Like, his real mastery, like, that shit came into play. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to, like, you know, really, like, same thing, like, with Drake. And when he hit If You're Reading This Is Too Late, like, he tried it out with Future shit. That shit was fire. But when If You're Reading This Is Too Late dropped, that was like, you know what I'm saying? Everything clicked for you. Like, that's Drake.
That's
like,
it.
This is everything. So right now, I'm like, as far as singing goes, because I've been singing for so long, like, that's just, like, I'm at my 10,000 with that. As far as beat making goes, I'm at my 10,000 with that. As far as rapping goes, I might be at, like, 3, 4, maybe 5,000. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so that shit got to hit full circle, and then I'm just going to combine the shit.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, like...
Make magic.
Yeah, one of these days, I'm just going to drop some shit. He's going to be like, God damn, I didn't even know, like, he could do that shit. Yeah. But right now, I'm like, I'm Little Baby today. I'm Kodak tomorrow. I'm
nice.
Like...
I like that.
That's actually how you learn, too. Like, people always say, like, I personally don't believe in, like, originality. I don't believe in, like, creativity. I feel like everything came from somewhere. I feel like what originality really is a combination of things that weren't necessarily supposed to go together. So, like, example, like, when I learned how to make beats, I wasn't just fucking making beats out the dome. You know what I'm saying? Like, who can do that shit? You learn from the greats. I studied Zaytoven. I studied Noah 40. I studied Metro Boomin, A.O. Keys, and shit like that. And then eventually just got to the point where it's like, okay, you learn something, like, you know exactly where you learn it from, then you, like, you kind of, like, tweak your own shit, and then you forget where you learned it from, and that's when it's yours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So it kind of becomes part of
it's a part of you, so it's like, you don't even think about it. Like, when Roddy Ricch said, like, yeah, man, I studied Thug and Future, and like some shit, I'm just like, I can hear it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, he mastered that shit, it's him now.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even, I can hear the influences, but I'm just like, okay, this is Thug, Mr. Drake, mixed with this, mixed with that, and makes Roddy Ricch.
Nice.
That's how I'm trying to, this is Drake mixed with Andre, mixed with Kanye, mixed
just
with...
Just trying to get all the pieces
exactly.
Together.
This is K-Love type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man. I've heard an artist is really just a person that has the incessant need to create. the yeah. talent part itself comes with practice and learning and like you said, just kind of absorbing just different styles, different things. But really an artist is just a person that just has this need to create. That's it.
You're an artist too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like you absolutely had to do this shit. This is a lot.
I had to, and I don't get paid for it. You know, I'm doing it because I love it, you know? Yeah.
Sometimes I don't get paid either, bro. I understand. It's so much shit I do for free.
You got to.
But just because I think in the long run, it's going to benefit me just by working with this person. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go into situations knowing I'm not going to get paid. Like, that D Slugger shit, well, that's my dog. First of all, I wouldn't even expect to get paid. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, it's going to be a lot of work, and I'm not going to get paid for this shit, but it's going to be worth it.
It's going to lead into something.
And it damn sure did. Like, I got all his followers just hitting me up. Like, everybody, all the North Side seems to fuck with K-Love now. And he's like, that light skin nigga going crazy.
Nice. Yeah, man, that's what it is. And it's all networking. It's all meeting the right people and just being around the people that kind of inspire you.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Where can everybody find your stuff online? Where are you?
I'm on every platform you could think of. Everything is on KLUV1996. So TikTok, KLUV1996. That's K-L-U-V. K-L-U-V 1996. And you spell my name K-L-U-V. Just for anybody that didn't know. Yeah, I'm just saying that to whoever the fuck needs to hear that shit. Because everybody always spells it K-L-U-V. Now it's K-L-U-V. And either way, one of these days I might have to change that because there's too many K-L's out there. And I'm going to have to change the fucking 1996 part because I'm looking old as fuck now.
Yeah.
it was cool. It was cool when I was 21. Now I just like...
The older you get.
You're getting up there.
Yeah. You got to take that year out. You're dating yourself.
I was trying to find KLUV813, but like that shit's already took.
Yeah.
But find me on everything, all platforms, KLUV1996. You can find me on fucking Apple Music, Spotify. I don't know what the fuck else, you know, maybe what's the shit that Jay-Z got? Tidal?
Oh, Tidal. Yeah.
Everything is K-L-U-V. Just type that in. It should be like a nigga wearing a Pepsi shirt with his, you know, whatever. And then YouTube, if you type in K-Love, you're going to find my beat page, which is Gold Sound, GVLD Sound. That's I need to throw that in real fast. So if you want any beats from me, hit up, like, you know, gvldsound.com, you know, listen to the beats, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually, like, you know, the idea behind that was that Gold Sound is going to be its own little producer group. So it's not just me. It's like, it's Gold Sound. You know, K-Love might do a beat every now and again, but it's like really six other niggas on that shit. That's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you type in K-Love, that's probably going to pull up first, but you know. Just you'll see like the alcoholic video, like one of the first things pop up. I got my SEOs right and shit like that. So.
Yeah, nice. All right, man. Well, thank you for joining me, man. Yeah, and thank you for telling your story. Absolutely, man. You're welcome back anytime.
Oh wow, that's very
absolutely.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, all right, take care. Man. I don't know.
No, I'm gonna do my closing here.
Oh, okay, bet.
So for us, it's gonna be Blue Box Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. We post little 60-second clips from the podcast on there. I know a lot of people don't have the full hour to listen to the whole episode, so. So yeah, check us out on there. On YouTube, we're at youtube.blueboxdigital.com, so we post the videos on there and on Spotify. And you can find us anywhere. Support the sponsors if you want to help out the show. We got a few sponsors today, so that helps out the show. And other than that, man, thanks again for joining me, dude.
Pleasure meeting you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you.